the way we do things around here. Perhaps one of the most widely used phrases to describe safety culture in EMS. Welcome to the first MSARN podcast of the 2011 year, as MSARN embarks on its second year of identifying safety concerns in EMS, we determined a need to assess what providers know about safety currently. We at MSARN were curious and queried EMTs and paramedics from many different EMS agencies across one northeastern state. We asked these providers to offer their own knee-jerk answers to the question, what is and is not safety culture?
When I think of safety culture, I think of pretty much common sense in general. I think that's the major thing in EMS, and it's across the board with EMS agencies that a lot of people don't like to use what was being taught to them when they originally started. Mm-hmm. And pretty much using their helmets and their safety vests is one of the major things. So I think if everybody kind of just followed, you know, what they were taught in the beginning, everything would be a lot easier, a lot smoother, it would flow a lot better.
What I think safety culture is. Safety culture is following the rules and the SOG set down by the company in order to keep us safe, like wearing your seatbelts when you're driving the truck or riding in the truck or riding in the back, as well as using proper glove techniques and things like that, not starting IVs without gloves, things like that. I think safety culture is not like riding around with your seatbelts off, recapping needles in a moving truck.
To me, safety culture is procedures that we follow as EMS to ensure the safety of our providers and all our patients and the public. To me, safety culture is not anything to do with documentation. Documentation is necessary, however, it provides no use towards the practices and procedures for our safety.
When I think of safety culture, I think of just how a call's going to go, you know, the first thing you do, scene safety, you know, or even just getting to the scene. You have to look out for people, don't look and stuff like that as far as driving. Then you have to get to that patient and everything like that. You have, you know, scene safety, BSI and all that stuff. I think safety culture is not wearing your seatbelt. Trying to treat a patient, it's kind of hard to do that. Especially in the back, you have to get to the patient and that stuff, and just how we have our stuff. It's just hard to do that with a seatbelt on.
As far as safety culture in EMS, being that we are a public safety profession, safety needs to be paramount in our priorities as healthcare providers. To me, it's unacceptable as professional healthcare providers to cut corners and engage in any acts that jeopardize the safety and well-being of our patients and our fellow crew members.
So I definitely think safety culture plays a major role in EMS, but I don't think enough people follow it to have it up to date and where it needs to be.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by safety culture. My idea of, basically taking care of myself so I'm safe.
EMS safety culture, I think, includes life lessons learned that you've learned from past experiences, the practices that you've been taught, and somewhat the guidelines and policies of the organizations that you've been involved with, and combine those all with the things that you've seen from other organizations that help you wake up a little bit more and enhance your overall safety. I do not think EMS safety culture is the same as operational readiness. In other words, being able to check your trucks and necessarily response times and stuff, as well as bad habits that you may get from outside of your training or your organization.
We noticed words like common sense and seatbelts were cited by many. Phrases like following the SOGs, scene safety, and operational readiness were quite prevalent across all interviewees. Many of our interviewees had extreme difficulty articulating in words issues related to safety and safety culture. Some would ask questions as if they wanted clarification, and we provided an answer or two without defining safety culture for them. In most interviews, we had to allow an EMT or paramedic 10 or more minutes to develop their reply. It was clear that safety culture was not a regular topic of conversation.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by safety culture.
The most surprising result from our interviews was the lack of willingness of many EMTs and paramedics to participate. We visited many different EMS agencies and approached quite a few providers. Some reacted as we might expect, citing lack of time, paperwork, or getting a call. the reactions of others were more unenthusiastic. Providers would quickly walk away once they learned what we were after. Some would comment they were fearful of reprisal from their employers, or they felt like they could not talk about their employer's safety while in work. If we learned anything from the interviews for this podcast, the topic of safety culture can be very sensitive, even loaded, for many in EMS. Our conclusion? Awareness and openness about safety culture has a long way to go. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to www.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name's Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.